It is now my honor to introduce the Vice President of the United States, Vice President Joe Biden.
Governor, thank you for introducing me, and our heart goes out to you and the mayor, the people of Prescott and people of Arizona, for the terrible tragedy you have endured. Chief Willis, Chief Frejo, President Hill, my good and close friend, President Schaeferger, who we have unfortunately shared too many stages like this, honoring fallen firefighters. To Brenda McDonough, thank God. And to the governor of Mexico, my friend, Governor Martinez. The seven members of Congress are here, in particular Kristen, who was kind enough to meet me at the airport and welcome me to Arizona, and to Senator Jeff Flake, with whom we rode out on Air Force Two together, a genuine son of Arizona, five generations. And to my friend and companion for over three decades, a man I admire much as any man I've ever met, John McCain. John knew my mom. My mom used to say, "You're defined by your courage and redeemed by your loyalty." I think I give no better definition of John McCain than that. A man like the men we honor today, a man of uncommon valor. Jill and I, along with the two secretaries that are with us today, your former governor and the Secretary of the Interior, Secretary Jewell, we're humbled to be here with you, standing in front of the families of the men we honor today, and so many, so many of their brethren. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, "I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." It came. It came in the form of 20 Granton Mountain Grant. Granite Mountain hotshots who rushed toward the flames as everyone else retreated. And in the process, 19 of them gave their lives. These men were some of the strongest, most disciplined, tenacious, physically fit men in the world. An elite unit in every sense of that phrase. Their motto to me sums them up better than anything I can think of. Duty, integrity, respect. They saw their jobs not as jobs, but as a duty to their fellow citizens. They understood what few do, that integrity is measured by whether you respond to the needs of your neighbors when you know you are one of the few and only ones who has the capacity to respond. And respect, they showed respect time and again for those innocents caught in the path of the fires of hell, desperate to save their families, and in most cases, the one and only thing they truly owned, their home. These men, the Granite Mountain hotshots, were part of a very small, elite band of firefighters. Only 108 hotshot crews in all of America. And many are here today to honor the fallen. To understand what I mean about their courage and valor, just look into the eyes of these men and women. Just look in their eyes. You need not do anything else to understand. These folks were firefighters who live life to the fullest every single day. They race to embrace life just as they race to embrace the fight against raging fires, the raging fire on Yarnell Hill. They embrace life to save lives. I didn't have the privilege, nor did Jill have the privilege, knowing any one of these heroes personally. But I know them. I know them. A cliff jumper, a rock climber, a mountain biker, a football player, an Iraqi vet, a Marine, a son of a firefighter. Oh, I know them. Confident, committed, determined, trustworthy, passionate. They were firefighters. I know them because they saved the life of my two sons. When a tractor trailer broadsided my daughter, my wife, and my daughter, and my two sons, my wife and daughter died. And but for my fire service, my two sons would have, but the jaws of life working for over an hour and a half saved them. They saved my guys, my firefighters, like all firefighters. They saved my life when in the middle of a snowstorm I had to be rushed to a hospital given a 30% chance of living with a cranial aneurysm. It was my fire company. Oh, I know them. You saved my home and my wife, Jill, when lightning struck my home and engulfed all three floors, the thickest of smoke that no one could enter. But thank God, one could leave. Jill and I know you. You're a rare breed. There's an old saying. All men are created equal, and then a few became firefighters. All men are created equal, but then a few became firefighters. Thank God for you all. Thank God for your willingness to take the risks you do. We all owe you. We also owe your families, to my left and my right, because you supported them. You supported these hotshots. The English poet John Milton wrote, They also serve who only stand and wait. They also serve who only stand and wait. The 19 who fell were not only heroes on Sunday, June 30th, 2013, to you, the families. They were heroes long before we knew their names. You not only know, but now feel in your very bones the meaning of the words of John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What makes you family members so incredible? The husbands, the wives, the moms, the dads, the children, the brothers and sisters, is you knew, since they chose to be firefighters, since they joined the hotshot crew, you knew they were risking laying down their lives every single time they answered a call. Every time they walked out the door, you knew it may be the last time you'd see that confident smile, feel that tender touch, hear that voice saying, I love you. I love you. And from the time they breached the door, you lived in fear of that dreaded phone call, fearing the worst. And when it came, the pain and the loss were more profound than you ever imagined. I know. I remember getting that call. The feeling of being sucked into a giant void in your chest. The attempt to suspend reality, the sense of slow motion. My God, this can't be true. Yet, you supported them because you knew that firefighting was not what they did, it was who they were. And now, your loved ones join an incredible list of elite firefighters and a long history filled with ordinary Americans doing extraordinary, extraordinary things. Men of undaunted courage, common resolve, and an uncommon and stubborn perseverance in the face of unfathomable challenges. You know, we teach our children that these qualities, courage and resolve and perseverance, these qualities are ingrained in our national character as Americans. And I believe they are. I believe they animate our national identity. And I believe America will continue to be defined by the example of the 19 ordinary men who did extraordinary things. The amazing thing is that not one of them doubted the danger they faced. Not one of you in front of me doubt the danger you will face when the call comes again. And yet, you willingly take the risk. When you hear the call, you respond. And they responded as they always did, running toward danger, not away from it. The opposite of the human instinct. They acted. They acted as citizen patriots, have acted since the beginning of this country. They stood up and they stood their ground. When we think of the 19, it gives us confidence as a people. Confidence knowing that ordinary citizens have the capacity to do such extraordinary things, to stare down fear, overwhelm danger, and bring hope where there's nothing but hopelessness. Although it should continue to amaze us when it happens, it shouldn't surprise us. These acts of selflessness are a definition of who your husband, your brother, your son, your father was. My guess is, without knowing them, they weren't there just to fight fires. They were there to line the Little League field. They were there when somebody's car broke down. They were there. They were there. They were always there. My mother had another expression. She said, "Joey, courage lies in every heart, and the expectation is that one day it will be summoned." Well, on Sunday, June the 30th, 2013, it was summoned. 20 incredible men of valor answered the call in doing so. To paraphrase John 15, chapter 23, laid down their lives so that others could live, 19 of them. And I know, we know, all of them were heroes long before, as I said, we knew them. They're the fathers that tucked you in bed at night, the husband who knew your fears before you even had to express them, the brother who lifted you up and made you smile. They're the son that brought you joy just seeing their face, made you proud and grateful to God that you had them. We know the irreplaceable. We all know that. But we know as well that no memorial service, no words, no acts can fill the void left in your hearts. But we also know that the collective spirit of your father, your son, your brother, your husband, that spirit lives on in every single one of you. And it inspires not only the 6,000 people in here and the thousands outside, but the millions watching and hearing about your family members as I speak. It lives on in the character of the hotshots assembled here today. It lives on in the heart of every firefighter has ever answered the call. We owe you, the families, a gigantic debt far beyond what we can ever pay. I also know from personal experience at this moment, as unbelievable as it is, as unbelievable as it is to even fathom it, that the day will come when the memory of your husband, your son, your dad, your brother will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eye. My prayer for all of you is that that day will come sooner than later. But I promise you, as unbelievable as it is, it will come. It will come. In the words of the hymn we heard at the beginning, my hope for you is that may he lift you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make the sun to shine on you, because it will. It will again. It will again. May God bless you all. May God embrace your family members. And may every family member know that there's an entire family, a brotherhood and sisterhood of firefighters that will be there for you the rest of your lives. God bless you all, and may God protect firefighters everywhere.